T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, monkeys. Can we play the...
Oh, I thought you'd never ask,
the
Dave.
The dumbest, weirdest... This is local. I think it's Fox 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hard-hitting journalism now, here.
This is like a 2-minute and 30-second story. So
strap in.
Tonight in the Fox Files, an escaped chimpanzee and Festus. It shocked people Tuesday, who stopped when the chimp tried to get into a car.
All new at 10, investigator Chris Hayes found a backstory that rivals Joe.
If you're going to say that sentence, you have to say it the way that person did. Like, I don't even know. She said it like she was smoking a cigarette from a cigarette holder at the Great Gatsby's party. The chimp tried to get in the car.
See?
Do it again.
Tonight in the Fox Files, an escaped chimpanzee and Festus. It shocked people Tuesday, who stopped when the chimp tried to get into a car.
All new at 10, investigator Chris Hayes.
Okay, one more thing. Like, they didn't stop when the chimp was just standing on the side of the road.
Right.
They're just like, chimp. But then the chimp's like...
trying to open the door.
And they're like, hey.
Now it's... what?
Now the video is up on the DGS blog, 971talk.com/Glover. Go watch it. It is crazy to watch this chimp, like, flagging, trying to hitchhike, first of all, flagging down cars, and then trying to climb in. We are this close to the Planet of the Apes.
Be honest.
This close.
Be honest.
Yes.
You're driving. You're on a road trip. Driving across country, plains of Kansas. Middle of the day, you're alone. And you suddenly see a chimpanzee on the side of the road hitchhiking. Thumbs out. What? Obviously knows what he's doing, hitchhiking.
I'm probably taking my chances.
Picking him up?
Probably taking my chances.
It's a common sight, so.
I mean, it's happening here, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a local story. Yeah.
Is this chimp related to the monkeys?
Travis?
No. Travis is no longer with us.
But I know, but he still has relations.
Uncle Remember Fanny? The story from last year about the lady that had the three monkeys in the cul-de-sac that were jumping on people's cars?
Yeah. I don't think
that
this
was
is
a local story,
person.
Right?
It was local.
Those were emotional support baboons.
I almost want to say that was like Highland or something.
Sounds right.
I thought of the same thing, Tony. This woman has been in the news before, though. Her name is Connie Casey, and she would do chimpanzee birthday parties, and there were several.
Is that birthday parties for chimpanzees?
I think she takes the chimp to your party.
Gotcha. But that would be a limited business.
The way Fox 2 described it were several high-profile chimp assaults.
What?
High-profile?
So, high-profile as in, like, they were making the news.
Like Clyde from...
beating up famous people?
Yeah. Any which way you.
I just think she would. I think that the chimps were hurting people.
Oh. High-profile people? Or the chimps were high-profile?
I think the cases just became high-profile. Okay. I didn't get a clear
it's
answer on
that. It's not a run-of-the-mill chimp attack.
Heck no.
So she was actually sued by PETA because this was happening over and over again. And in 2018...
And then she threw him a birthday party and all was forgiven.
Yeah, in 2018, she agreed to get rid of the chimps because she was... not fit to take care of them, according to this lawsuit. She gave them to a woman named Tanya Haddix, who now lives on Connie Casey's property. I think she set up a trailer there so she can look after the chimps. So the chimps are still in this woman's possession. She just has this...
What was wrong with Connie Casey that she couldn't take care of a chimp?
Dave, I don't know. I didn't get that deep into the story. The chimps were assaulting people, from what I understand.
Red flag one.
PETA sued her because they believed the chimps were
If you were famous
endangered.
Enough, they just kept walking.
In 2018, she was required to give them up. So she said, okay, I'm giving them to my friend who lives on my property.
In
so,
a trailer.
You
That's
know
perfect
how
for
things
three
work out for friends who come over to take care of chimps, right?
Yeah.
That lady got her face ripped off. She came over because her friend who slept with Travis. Yeah, she got
that
a haircut.
Woman got a haircut, and that was it.
And then she did
she picked
she
up
the
favorite stuffed animal.
The Elmo.
Well,
Elmo.
Come yeah. on.
So you don't take Travis's Elmo.
This Fenton chimp,
Common
the Fenton
sense.
Chimp, I believe her name is Michaela. I don't know the status
I think
of
it's
this
Macarena.
Chimp.
Victorino.
That's what I heard.
That's Victorino. Her boyfriend.
No one cares.
Poor I don't know.
Just getting crapped on in this.
Yeah,
song.
I know. No one liked Victorino.
I'm sorry, Victorino. This chimp could still be with animal control. It could be back at the chimp compound there. I was not able to get an answer to this. I'm
I know
be
this.
Following
he opened
this story.
His own door to get in the car.
Absolutely.
Wherever he's at.
So they're saying that it's actually a girl. They're saying that she was able to get out of a cage that wasn't fastened properly, made her way to Highway CC.
Opposable thumbs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They could not subdue this chimp.
Well,
animal control
yeah.
gave 2 doses of ketamine, but the chimp was still mobile. And they were going to have to go get more ketamine from a nearby vet. Kind of creepy. I
yeah.
don't know the status of the chimp right now. I will be following this story for the DGS
okay,
audience.
Okay, you work Appreciate for it. Animal.
I love your chimp.
Yeah, I'm giving you another one. Yeah, I'm giving you another one. You work for animal protective.
Your doctor's a chimp.
Yeah, you work for animal protective services.
Yes.
You get to Connie's house.
Okay.
You go in.
Yep.
Hi, Connie.
He's sitting. The chimp, he or she,
right
she
there.
Is sitting at the kitchen table. She's got one of those like party whistles that go, and you walk in and you say, "I'm here for the chimp." The chimp looks at you and then lights the candles on a birthday cake.
Right?
Are you? You're like, he's, she's, everything's okay here, and you leave, or do you still take her with you?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty impressed. I'm going to have a hard time ketamining Victorino at that point.
At that point, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any abuse
I mean,
happening.
Is he wearing a hat?
Yeah, a birthday hat.
If he's wearing a hat.
Yeah, a comb birthday hat.
We got no problems. Yeah. I might ketamine Connie.
Oh, my gosh. R. King on Twitter says, Connie's husband used to ride around Festus with a chimp on the back of a motorcycle.
That seems safe.
Is this real? This is happening in our own backyard.
Hmm.
Crazy.
Right?
All right, let's play the story.
Okay, we'll listen to the whole thing.
Yes.
Tonight in the Fox Files, an escaped chimpanzee and Festus. It shocked people Tuesday, who stopped when the chimp tried to get into a car.
All new at 10, investigator
That's
Chris
not when
Hayes
you stop. That's
found
when you
a backstory that rivals Joe Exotic the Tiger King.
It unfolded right here on Highway CC outside Festus.
Oh my God, he's getting in the door. Oh, he's robbing that. Oh my God.
A Facebook video documented the chimpanzee's escape Tuesday.
Him?
It's since been taken down, but the evidence and these photos remain in a file at
like.
Jefferson County Animal Control. You can see the animal try to get into a car before being taken back to its cage. This brought a flood of emotions to 37-year-old Jason Coates. He's a convicted felon because he shot a chimp
what?
That escaped the same property in 2001. He was 17.
I told you this lady has chimp issues.
Hands down, I went down. I got my shotgun. I got my dogs in the house. In the process, I shot the chimpanzee. Ran back in the house.
Chimpicide?
For that, they vilify me as some kind of Jeffrey Dahmer type animal abuser. I'm a convicted animal abuser. I'm a convicted felon for shooting a chimpanzee in my front yard.
He used to live next door. That's Connie Casey's house, known for once planning chimpanzee birthday parties.
I love
Coates
this guy.
Thought the chimps were gone after a lawsuit by PETA and an agreement that Casey give them up.
I figured they were spider monkeys or capuchins or something along those lines. Nope, sure enough, it was another full-grown 180-pound chimpanzee wandering the streets of Festus.
Tanya Haddock says Casey did give them up to her.
I stepped up and was willing to come up there and provide that care and provide the financial support to these chimpanzees so that they could remain in the only home that they know.
Haddock says she's moved a trailer on Casey's property so she can care for the chimps and they can stay where they've grown up.
If anybody is really concerned about the welfare of the chimps, you try to do what's best for them chimpanzees. you've got to realize they have been raised in home-like environments, so they know nothing about being wild chimpanzees.
Haddock says the chimp was playful and curious when it escaped. The animal control report says this man, a vet, gave two doses of the tranquilizer ketamine, but the chimp was still mobile and that Connie Casey was going to get more ketamine from a nearby vet.
There's seven of them. I mean, honestly, they are my kids. You get to know each of them.
Casey did not respond to me. We first reported on her in 2009 after a series of high-profile chimp attacks led to a lawsuit by the animal rights group PETA. That lawsuit, 2 years ago, led to Casey giving up her chimps in an arrangement that brought Haddocks to live here. For the Fox Files, I'm Chris Hayes.
Sorry, should have probably cut that last bit out.
I can't get past the guy's a convicted felon for shooting a 180-pound chimpanzee.
As you
yard.
Can see, these people have had major problems with the chimps on their property. I just Googled Connie Casey, and she's raised 40 chimpanzees there over a period of time. One escaped. He shot it. Now he's a felon
for doing that. How is that possible?
In 2018, she had agreed to give the chimps up. So if I'm told to give something up and then I just give it to my roommate, is that really giving something up? I mean, the woman who took ownership of them lives on the property with Connie Casey.
Big difference between child abuse, obviously. But that's like saying we took the kids away, their grandparents moved into an RV in the driveway, and they still live in. And I don't think that they would take the chimp and bring it like back to Tanzania, and like she was like, they don't know how to be wild chimps.
True.
I don't think they were going to put it back.
They would go to a sanctuary,
right?
But yeah, PETA was after her a couple years ago. She obviously says they're misrepresenting her. PETA says, no, these chimps are being raised in like this barren, filthy facility and they shouldn't be there. So it is kind of similar to a local Tiger King situation. Anytime you have like exotic animals like this, it's almost as if the average person doesn't know how to care for them very well. It's the reason why we don't keep them as pets.
181 pounds.
Was he wreaking
That's
havoc?
What I weigh.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, if you see me in your front yard, naked.
Trying to get into your car.
Eating all your corn, you can shoot me.
He's robbing them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.